Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Here's a question for the marketers listening. Want to find that perfect customer beyond the world of scrolling, swiping, and searching? Here's a secret to make sparks fly. Smooth talking with podcast ads. With Acast, you can reach millions of listeners who'll be hanging on your every word. On the train to work, in the gym, or waiting in line for coffee. Start up the conversation with podcast listeners anywhere and everywhere. And they're looking for love. 60% of listeners have a higher trust in brands they've met on podcasts compared to social. Get closer to your audience. Make podcast ads with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
Sans Pants Radio. You can gargle with almost anything.
Hey Buckaroos, it's Melbourne International Comedy Festival season, and you know what that means. Your old pal Jackson Bailey is going to be hosting a nightmare game show by the name of Big Deal, starring a whole bunch of Sans Pants people and comedians. It's sort of like the game show equivalent of a blood blister. Grab your tickets from the Melbourne International Comedy Festival website or from our own website, sanspantsradio.com/live. Also, if you're in the market for pretty pins to show your love for Sans Pants, why not head to sanspantsradio.com/merch and grab a limited edition enamel pin whilst there's some left to grab. Hey everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Shut Up a Second. I'm Jackson Bailey.
I'm Zoe Bay.
I'm Jackson Cannavale.
Oh no. Oh. And today's topic is gargoyles.
Gargoyles?
Gargoyles.
Not the gargoyles song.
I don't know what song you're singing, Adam.
That's Superman.
Oh my God.
I am the Batman now.
Batman.
Spend all my hours in Gotham Tower. Who's the mask now? Am I Bruce Wayne?
Said the lyrics wrong.
I just don't know what you're singing, and that's great.
You know the Batman song? He's a bat, but he's also a man, but he's mainly a bat.
Look out!
He's a Batman.
Did you watch the Gargoyles TV show?
I fucking love the Gargoyles TV show.
I've never seen it.
A little bit. It rules.
I'm perfectly in between the two of you.
I've heard it's great. What makes it good?
I don't remember jack shit about what the actual show is, but I remember the only way you could watch it was on Cartoon Network,
yeah,
which we didn't have,
okay,
but my grandparents did.
Yeah.
The crazy ones. So we would go over there, and instead of dealing with some bullshit, we would just watch gargoyles.
Fuck yes.
And it ruled.
So your basic gargoyle...
I think it became famous because it was like the first non... Well, not the first, but it was one of the few early pioneering non-episodic series.
Oh, yeah, like it was
so
all
like
kind
each
of...
episode, we followed like one contiguous story.
Yeah.
That you were slowly learning about.
That's what I've heard. I've heard it's great, like, it's actually good. It's not just like, oh, it's like a good cartoon. They're like, no, it's like a good, interesting TV show.
Mm.
So a gargoyle rules that a gargoyle is made of stone,
mm-hmm,
but at nighttime...
The stone comes alive.
Yeah, and it can go out and do whatever it likes during the night, but the moment the light hits it,
yeah,
it turns back into stone.
Pretty much.
What would you do if you were a gargoyle? What would you spend your time doing? What do you want to do at night?
I'd put myself
catch up on my shows.
When you're stone, are you aware?
I don't know.
No, I think they were just stone.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Cool. So I was like, you could just set up like Netflix in front of yourself. Although when it's like, are you still watching this?
You can turn that off though.
Ah, you're good.
You're fine.
Yeah.
Well, if you're a modern day gargoyle,
that's true. That's
back,
true.
I don't want to shock you, Jackson.
Yeah.
But Netflix has spent more time not existing than existing.
Holy shit.
Yeah, I know.
What if you, like, just set up, like, near somewhere that has a TV playing? Like, near a restaurant? Or, like, Times Square? Because it's set in New York.
So great. For some reason, I was imagining, like, an Italian restaurant, and you just...
go at the window, hands against it, and freeze into stone. And all these people being like, what do we do with this statue now?
That terrible, it's one of those street performers, but they're real good at it, but they're real bad.
Oh, man, you could be one of the best street performers ever. Then you could use that money to go into the Italian restaurant at night.
Hey, can your gargoyle form be, you know, some Italian restaurants have like a big Italian man holding a pizza out the front.
I can get some.
You can get some of those guys.
You can get some.
You can get some of them together, you know?
No, I was going to say, you could get a chef's hat and like a pizza.
That's, yeah. That's
and then just
right.
freeze.
What? Okay, so say as a gargoyle, you can be any kind of statue. What kind of statue would you be?
One of the little cherubs that's peeing.
How does that feel? You're like, I'm alive and full of pipes. There is plumbing within my system. And then every time you've got to go back to your pissing position, you need to hook up the pipes inside you.
I just assumed there was some kind of magic that...
You're actually pissing.
How often, and this has got to be the worst fucking part of being a gargoyle.
Yeah.
How often... Do you, like, the sun goes down, you're like, I'm back. Oh, my God, there's so much bird shit.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's going to be a massive problem.
Every time, guaranteed, I reckon that happens.
You just adapt, I think.
I would live next to a bath.
Spend the whole night just...
Never clean.
Sun's coming up, back to it, Pigeon Lance shits.
Damn it.
Damn.
What if you get an umbrella?
I'd wrap myself in... electricity. I don't know. What can you wear that makes birds go away?
What's pigeons' enemies?
Does that also turn to stone?
Lizards. Lizards are pigeons' enemies, right? So just have a whole bunch of lizards in your
but
body.
But if I'm wearing lizards, did they turn to stone with me? I don't know what the rules they were.
Like
what?
If you're holding, say if I was holding this pen and then I froze, you could very easily... The pen out of my hand.
But some of the gargoyles had like loincloths. I think all of them had loincloths.
No, but I think they were sculpted with the loincloths on.
Are the gargoyles sculpted?
Yeah, was that how they came about? I don't remember.
Well, that's how statues come to be, so I could only assume.
That's crazy, because I always thought gargoyles were like...
Yeah, gargoyle first, then... But
yeah, like
that
a beast.
Makes...
A beast that had learned. No, that doesn't
make sense. Yeah, that really makes sense.
There must be statues that become beasts.
They must explain it in the show, though, because I remember that they do, like, several episodes are like flashbacks where they're on castles.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So they've been around a long time, and it's always... It's not like they're breeding to make new gargoyles, yeah? So,
well, there are male and female, which implies breeding.
Yeah, but there are male and female transformers.
Wait, I think there is a baby gargoyle at one point, isn't there?
But it could have just been sculpted as a baby. Here's the crazy thing about sculptures.
No, I mean, I think a baby gargoyle is added as a character.
Oh, then I don't know.
Zoe, can you... leave me alone.
I'm just asking if you remember, because I don't remember.
No, I don't remember anything about that show. I just remember putting on blankets and whenever the theme song came out, me and Ari running around the house.
Can you please do like one of those...
We were like 18.
That's
it was like
not
last
what I was
week.
Expecting, and that's
if
cool.
you get the gargoyles theme, Ari and I will do it.
I don't know it. I can only assume it goes gargoyles, gargoyles, gargoyles.
I know it.
Not that.
Zoe, can you please do like one of those wanky art shows on SBS called Here's the Crazy Thing About Sculptures? Because I would watch that. Where you're like, man, look at this shit.
All right, it's already been pre-watched on my YouTube.
Okay.
That's Halloween.
Oh, no, this is an ad.
Oh, that's okay.
No. Refuse.
Okay,
are we allowed to do this?
We can get a bit of it.
Superstition and the sword. It was a time of darkness. It was a world of fear. It was the age of gargoyles.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It's like the video is them in a castle or something, right? Yeah? It's like it's from a long time ago.
Yeah, and then they've been moved to New York.
That's right. They were like the guardians of that castle.
Yeah.
And then, like, they got shifted and moved to New York. Yeah, they're originally from England or something like that.
And now they're off protecting the citizens of New York with their gargoyle way. Would you, if you saw a gargoyle flapping around at nighttime?
Yes.
Because they're fucking big.
Yeah.
Like, what would you think?
I would assume a bat and I had misseen something.
Big bat.
Big boy.
Big bat
boy.
Big bat boy in the sky.
I would assume I just, like, yeah, because Because I'm not like, oh, I guess magic exists. No, I would see that and I'd be like, I guess it must have been a bat.
What if you saw it land and then turn to stone? What?
Well, then maybe.
Then we commit ourselves.
That's a little harder to dismiss, I
Push
suppose.
It off the edge. Because I want to see what happens when a gargoyle smashes.
Yeah, do they die?
Is there meat inside?
No, they're just stone. They show it, I think, in one of the episodes.
What would it take? Because you made me think of this. What would it take for you to believe in magic? What would it take for you to be like, I guess magic's real?
Someone to cast a spell on me that makes me believe in magic. Sorry, what did you say? Sorry?
When it starts affecting me.
Okay, so if you see Adam get turned into a dog, you're like, I don't know, who cares?
Adam could just do that.
Yeah, that's Adam,
how
man.
Frustrated the witch would be if they're like, behold my magical powers, and Adam becomes a dog, and you're like, now, that's very impressive. I don't care. And then she turns you into a dog, and you're like, "Holy shit, magic's
magic!" Because you can almost try and explain it away in any other situation. Because you're like, "I've seen magicians. I've seen tricks of lighting.
Yeah,
like this is just one of those things. Like it's kind of like when they make the elephant disappear.
Yeah, I get what you mean. Like, it has to
reason it. But then if I got turned into a dog, I'd be like, "Oh, holy shit, I'm a dog." Or maybe I've been hypnotized to think I'm a dog.
Yeah, I was just thinking that because I'm like, that's a thing. Hypnotists are like, "You're a chicken now, idiot." So maybe I'd just be like, "I guess I've been hypnotized by this witch. I'm not really a dog." But surely you look down at your dog paws and your big lolling dog tongue, and you're like, "I'm a fucking dog." Aww. Well, then what is there? Just nothing. Yeah. Does that mean there's just no way that we could ever believe magic is real?
No, I could believe magic was real. Just have to be like the right set of circumstances.
What
I
are
guess.
Those circumstances? Well, I'm canvassing for some fairies I know.
I guess if I was like thrust into, not literally a Harry Potter situation, but a Harry Potter-esque situation.
Okay.
Where I was like, where they were like, here's the secret magic society, whatever. Here's magic and here's how it works or how... You know, here's just the world that has been hidden.
Well, I guess that's a good question. How far into the Hogwarts experience till you're like, I guess magic's real?
I've got to be at Hogwarts for a little bit.
That's great.
All right, imagine that it is you're going through Harry Potter's journey.
Yeah.
So Hagrid kicks down the door. You're a wizard, Harry. Don't believe.
I'm a what?
You're a wizard, Zoe.
And I'm thumping good in at that.
Okay.
So you go to Diagon Alley.
Yeah.
Still don't believe.
Yeah.
The you wand get chooses the wizard, Miss B.
This is very insulting. I am Ollivander. I have been doing this for hundreds of years.
Leaving so many famous wizards very perturbed. You go like, the fuck? I don't care.
Now, Zoe, you can have a toad or a frog or an owl or a rat.
Cat.
Oh yeah, cat. I forgot.
Take the cat. Free cat.
This one's name is Crushanks.
His name is Mittens.
That's why his face looks like that.
Cats just sometimes look right.
Why Hagrid doesn't sound right.
I'd like to explore Zoe's idea of free cat. Has she been Hagrid's buying? Sweet free cat. No. Thanks, man. Just walk out of the store holding it.
No, that's not what...
You'll owe me for that... Run off.
Its name is Raspberry.
You walk through.
Yeah, also, all their pets have really like pretentious names. There's none of them like called Mittens or
Yeah,
Fluff.
Very annoying. Everybody's like, oh, this is.
How many pets
Boots.
Can you name from Harry Potter?
Crookshanks,
Hedwig,
Scabbers. What's the name of the.
Professor McGonagall.
In cat.
No,
I What's the name of the shit owl that the Weasleys have? They've got a shit owl.
Yeah,
remember?
What's its name?
Something shit. I keep wanting to say Hoodwink. That's not right.
All right.
Ludwig, maybe?
Yeah, something pretentious.
Fine, let me look it up. Shit owl.
This is my cat, Craig.
Anyway, while Jack's doing that, I want to go back to you, Zoe. So, you leave Diagon Alley. Through the portal, you get to platform 9 3/4.
Yep.
Still don't believe. Get on the train.
I've seen trains before.
I didn't say the train was particularly magical.
You've just walked through a wall. I've seen trains before. That's not the impressive bit.
Actually, I feel like if I saw a train that didn't exist in King's Cross Station, I might be a tad impressed.
Pigwidgeon is the name of the...
Pigwidgeon.
Yeah, exactly.
No, that's the small owl, not the shit owl.
It's small and shit.
No, they get two owls. They have like the tiny little owl that's like a baseball sized. You're thinking of the really old shit owl they have.
Are they not the same owl?
They're not the same owl. Oh my god. Check out this guy. Yeah, doesn't Harry Potter. Anyway, you're on the train. You get to Hogsmeade Station or whatever. You get off. You're on the boats going across the lake to get to Hogwarts. Still.
Nah. All right.
First week of classes. Is it the first week of classes?
Look, it might be second or third week of classes.
Oh, God.
I got to meet Snape, I think.
Snape's like, and well, and you're like, oh my God, magic is real.
I'm sorry for the spoilers, Zoe. I don't think Snape teaches at Hogwarts anymore.
Huh?
Where's Snape?
I came here to work with Snape.
Set you up with...
Yeah, I was going to be his intern. It was going to be a whole thing. I had such a fucking headcanon for
they
me.
They set you up with Harry Potter's kid, who I think has Snape in his name. Yeah. I think he has literally every character who's ever lived in Harry Potter in his name.
His name, like Severus Albus.
Yeah, Albus Severus... Fucking McGonagall. Whatever Dumbledore.
I think it's Albus Severus Potter.
They gave him Dumbledore's surname, yeah.
Albus Severus Dumbledore.
Dumboy, I'm the school bully. That rules. Which is great because imagining the Malfoy kid being like scared.
Scorpio, you mean?
Whatever.
The Malfoy kid?
Scorpio, that's Scorpio. Sucks. Yeah, see, I've already learned to bully him.
Do you think the Muggleborns bully the wizard kids for having stupid names, or do you think the wizard kids bully the Muggleborns for having stupid names?
I think they both believe what's happening is correct.
Yeah, you might be right on
like,
that.
Like Hermione is like a proper name, but it also like...
It's a weird name.
It's a weird name. Like Harry Potter.
Yeah.
That's just a dude. And then he's like Draco Malfoy.
I know, that's an insane name, Draco. Hello, I'm Draco Malfoy. And you just keep walking.
Oh. That's great. Oh. Once again, he's an adult at this point.
Yeah, I'm very rude.
Is everyone else imagining...
Also, why older than the rest of the kids here?
Who's going there now, today?
Yeah.
It's like your 20s.
The fucking letter to Hogwarts was just under the couch the whole time. And they're like, all right, I guess we'll let you in. Cool. I like... Because a raspberry is something you can't really fight. You know, someone's like, "Hey, what are you gonna do? What is your retort? You don't have any. You're just gonna let it happen. It's the ultimate argument winner."
I don't know if that's true. That's just not a response, is it? Well, see, now you need to do multiple strawberries, and you're gonna do a strawberry after this.
Raspberry. That's raspberry. Cute as hell. Calling it a strawberry.
You big fan. Keep it up. I was too cute.
Well, how far into your Hogwarts journey, Adam?
Hagrid busts down the door and he's like, whatever, take my money.
He's $50, Hagrid.
I 100%. Before Hagrid breaks down the door, you believe you are special and magical, Jack. So let's establish that.
Hagrid's like, you're a, and I'm like, wizard? Yeah, so this is what I was going to say. Yeah, that makes sense.
Jackson, you're a wizard? Special?
Special boy? Special wizard. Boy, chosen one. Chosen
well,
one here.
Technically, but...
Okay.
Imagine all of us in the same car going to Hogwarts together.
Why are we going in a car?
Because we missed the train.
I meant train car, you idiot.
No, we missed the train. We were too busy.
We'll
drive.
Yeah, Chambering of Secrets it into the...
Yeah, exactly.
I'm driving you two to Hogwarts.
Yeah,
dude,
that
is
rules.
This a flying
road trip.
Car? No, it's just a car.
It's just a car.
We're going to get so lost. I don't know. You can't
especially
type...
since Hogwarts looks like an abandoned ruin
from
the outside.
You just can't type Hogwarts into your GPS.
I don't really care about Harry Potter.
Sure.
So
what?
Have I not made that clear enough?
No.
But I'm confused as to... Because the train is magic, so you have to go through a magic door. Does Hogwarts just not exist on Earth?
No, it does. Yeah.
Where is it?
It's in Scotland, but to a muggle or a nomad or a muggo, it just sort of looks like an abandoned castle with a whole bunch of signs saying keep out, which I think is funny because if you're an urban explorer...
Yeah, you'd go in there.
And to all of the wizards, everyone's just like, shh. as a muggle walks through what they think is an abandoned castle.
This rules. Let's use it as a film shoot.
It's also got, like, there's... You don't care. There's other enchantments.
Are there? Oh, yeah. To make people be like, man, fuck that, and just
go. As you approach, you're like, oh, wait, I've got to go do this.
Yeah, that
rules, man.
Mm. I think immediately I would believe. And then when I got to Diagon Alley, I'd be like, this is all adding up. This makes a lot of sense.
It's right. I am the chosen one.
This makes a lot of sense. Ollivander gives me a wand.
Everyone's like, freaking out. They're like, Jackson Bailey?
I'm like, yep, straight
up. Hagrid's like, Jackson, you can't spend all of your parents' wealth on just ice cream this afternoon.
Watch me, motherfucker.
Hagrid, shut up.
You're at Florence and Baskets or whatever the fuck that ice cream place
also,
is called.
Also, why are they so fucking rich?
Oh, I don't know. I assume Harry's
parents.
Yeah.
They've just had a good job, I guess.
They're like 21.
Compound interest.
No,
they're
actually,
like 21 when they die.
Yeah, I'm fairly sure they inherited it, which is very funny because it makes Harry Potter old money. He's kind of the 1%.
He's kind of old money, but then the Malfoys are real anti.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Harry Potter's all about the book series. It's all about, like, Harry was always destined for it's because of his blood. It's a very British idea. Sorry, Britain.
It is, though. Indeed. What would be in your wand core? You know, they're like, oh, your wand is antelope hair and dog jizz.
You couldn't
or whatever.
Think of a single. Yeah, that's your one, I guess. A non-magical animal and dog jizz. That sounds like Jack's one.
Oh, it's antelope hair. Okay, and dog jizz. What?
The wand chooses the wizard, Mr. Bailey.
Sweet! And then I immediately cast
that
spells.
That spell, like, that one, like, breaks out of a safe that Ollivander keeps it in before he destroys wands. It was a broken wand that was mismade.
I didn't mean to make this.
Leaps into your hand.
Yeah, it hurts to hold!
I found out in my travels that antelope are, in fact, not magical. And then my dog jizzed in the wand-making kit.
Hell yeah! Thanks, buddy!
Thinking it was a female dog. It does bear somewhat of a resemblance.
That's so weird. Look at the wand-making kit. It just looks like a girl dog. Why, Ollivander? Surely that happens really often. Yeah. A bit.
But I've never gotten around to changing it, you know?
The weirdest part is how the wand-making process smells like a dog in heat.
Ollivander, you have a problem. And then I leave with my dog jizz wand.
It's sticky.
The entire way.
The jizz is on the inside.
Imagine if your
no,
wand...
it's fucking not.
Imagine if because of that your wand couldn't cast spells.
Damn. It's not magic. I just have a stick.
We're like,
jizz.
We're in fucking charms class or whatever, and Professor Hermione Granger's passing through being like, Jackson, no, it's Leviosa, and I can't stop fucking laughing because there's dog jizz in your wand, and your wand can't do magic, not because you're saying the words wrong, but neither of us can tell Professor Granger that, because neither of us want to say to an adult woman who is our teacher that there is dog jizz in your hand.
I just feel like, I don't think it's going to happen. Why not, Mr. Bailey? I just don't think it's going to happen. I'm sorry.
No, you can do it, Jackson.
She, like, picks up my wand to do it herself to show me and just drops it.
Oh, my God.
Why? Yeah, I don't know. The wand chooses the wizard. I'm sorry.
I've lost my shit. I've vacated my fucking bowels. I'm laughing so hard.
It's all right. You can magic that up.
Yeah, that's true. Just
that's boop. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Before you carry on, Adam, let's have a quick word from our sponsor.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, marketers, advertisers, and business owners. Find yourself chatting up the same audience in the same places, using the same old lines? Maybe it's time to podcast the net further to catch your next customer. With Acast, there's plenty of fish in the sea with more than 100,000 podcasts and millions of listeners. So there's a perfect match for every business. Use our ad platform to cast your net, then narrow down using targeting such as demographic, show categories, audience segments, and more. Find your match, then reel them in. Advertise on more than 100,000 podcasts with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
Also, I'd like to let everyone know that I'm hosting a nasty quiz show this Melbourne International Comedy Festival, and if you don't come, I will literally scream forever. Grab your tickets from sanspantsradio.com/live. Okay, well, dog, jizz, and antelope hair, what do you guys get? Presumably something good.
I would like a single whisker of a saber-toothed tiger.
Oh, that's good.
And then maybe like
I just like it.
Also chosen a non-magical animal.
Yeah, I'm thinking of a magical animal to tie it in.
It's kind of, they're just like oh, you know, this and this, this and this. And they're like, and Miss B, just cat hair.
Smile of cat hair instead of what?
I was imagining that as the core. But no. Just cat hair braid.
It's flippy floppy.
Blip, 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 blip. It's more like a cat toy than a watch.
You know, when you pick up a cat by its legs and you can kind of cock them like a gun.
It just gives you that.
I should have my own cat that I use as a wand.
The wand chooses the wizard, I guess.
I have to imagine I felt so awkward. I just got whatever, the exact same wand that Ollivander got, and it hates me. Just my wand keeps firing back at me.
Him being like, the wand chooses the wizard, and no wand.
This one's the right one. That's just the same one I have.
Yep, it's the right one. I can feel cool. It.
It's like struggling in my fucking head.
It feels good to hold.
No, I'm not the red one.
It's literally saying, no, it's thank good. You so much. Put money on the counter.
Goodbye, Miss Ollivander. Thank you. I'm so sorry to bother you. No. It's fine. No,
please. Mr. Gunnarvall, come back. You're gone. You're out there. How many? I
cast the spell. My one's like, fuck you. Blasts me backwards.
That's great. How many familiars can you have? Are you allowed?
Well, I'm already up to two cats. So,
all right. I was.
The one's that. Technically a wand.
Wingardium Leviosa.
I think you're only allowed just the one because I think it says on the note.
Can you have a rat pet. King?
That's what I want. To have a rat tied together with a tail, and they're like, Mr. Bailey, you're allowed one rat, and I pick it up. I pick up the king by just one rat, and the rest dangle down in a heap, and I'm like, well, I can't detach.
You get like one Hermione Granger type who's like, oh, let me fix that for you. They wave their wand, all the rat's tails, D-knot, and then you've just released rats into an area.
Yeah, good job.
A base story of Jack trying to get all the rats back together, and, like shaking the box so they'll tie up.
Just shaking the box, opening it. Damn. Shaking the box, opening it. Not tied up yet. Trying to remake my Rat King. That's how we meet on the Hogwarts Express. I burst into your carriage and sit down shaking.
100% Jack and I, we get expelled because when you go up the stairs to the girls' dormitory, it folds flat and becomes a slide. Not the other way around, but we think it's a fun game and we get in trouble for doing it.
Please, boys.
These rise rule.
McGonagall needs to... I guess we're in different houses.
Why?
What?
Yeah, what house are you?
I don't know.
You've been sorted. Come on, what house
are you? What house are you?
Well, sometimes I'm Hufflepuff, but people also think I'm Slytherin, so I don't know.
I'm Slytherin through and through.
I think I prefer Hufflepuff, so yeah. I think you kind of get to choose a bit.
Yeah.
So I'm a Hufflepuff boy. Gryffindor?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
I'd let you in. I'd let you in the common room. Whatever.
That's why we get expelled.
Yeah, that also.
Because we just
why.
Let each other into all of our houses.
You're like, Adam, come. We go downstairs where the fucking kitchens are or whatever. You're like, watch this shit. You tickle the pear in a painting and it opens for the Hufflepuff common room.
Like,
you're like,
fucking easy.
You need to tickle a fucking pear. I'm like, we need to remember a password every month. This is appropriate for both.
What do you need to get into the Slytherin common room?
There's also a password, but the password for the Slytherin common room is often slurs or rude words.
I just like you being like, I don't know. I just wait till someone else goes in and going after them.
No, I just yell at the painting.
Let me in!
Password.
Eventually it gets sick of being spat on and just lets you in.
Fine.
It's just a wall for the Slytherin common room.
Is it? Oh.
Yeah, it's just a wall.
That's crazy that I didn't know that.
For the Ravenclaw one, you need to solve a riddle.
Yeah, it's fucked. It's totally...
I cannot believe that the... It's like a statue that gives you the riddle. I cannot genuinely believe that statue, over the course of a single year, let alone 500 years, or however long... That statue is obviously repeating riddles a lot.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It must
As
be.
If.
You, it's not
it Googling riddles to, like, know...
New riddles,
because or else we're confused.
I feel like there's no... It's not that hard to get it. Is it like, illegal to go into someone else's common room?
No, it shouldn't be.
Yeah, that would be very...
I don't know. I think you'd get in trouble. It's got to be a disciplinary action.
Why?
They're secret for a reason.
But why can't you hang out in other people's
what
common
room? What if we want to go chill in the Slytherin
just
common
don't
room
know.
With Zoe?
Yeah, well, they want rule? Factionalization, I guess. Look, I'm not saying it's right... I'm just saying it's how they do.
That's fair. Maybe we'll start our own little clubhouse. We'll start the fifth house, which is House Sans Pants. And the password is...
They're absolutely right to sort us into different houses, though, Jack, because 100% every night we're like, you're sleeping. And then just in the night you hear, Jack, are you awake? You're like, yeah, I am. Then you realize I'm right above you. I'm like, Corky!
Fuck you in the mouth.
You do the same to me. You're like,
Yeah,
wake up.
Corky!
I was about to say, sauce boy! You got a bottle of sauce, you squeeze it as hard as you can into my face.
I do like the idea of the three of us finding that we're like a terrible, cursed version of Harry Potter.
Yeah,
like,
rules.
We're just not doing it
not
right.
Not sorted into the same houses.
It's dangerous.
We have to keep those kids separated. They just encourage one another.
They will absolutely just
I
cause
sneak
trouble.
You into the Gryffindor fucking dormitories or whatever by lowering some sheets out a window that you climb up from a level lower.
What class do you think you'd be good at? Because in Hogwarts, what do you reckon is your particular set of skills?
I'm really good at making those screaming plants stop.
Do you just...
Wah, wah, wah.
I wouldn't stop screaming.
Mandrakes, I think they're called.
Yeah. I just explained what was happening. I wasn't listening. I'm so
sorry. I was so zoned out. Man, you guys don't have TV here and I'm fucking bored.
Oh, that would suck. You would go crazy, Zoe. You'd always be sneaking
just
out.
Trying to smuggle in like a laptop.
They don't work at Hogwarts. Electronic
Why?
Devices. Magic
Why
fucks them up.
Are magic so mad at electricity?
I don't know.
They only have candles.
I don't know.
They barely have fucking flushing toilets.
What would you do?
Flushing toilets are the most recent addition.
And that's ridiculous because there's some cool fucking muggle shit. Like, imagine if you bought a fucking record player and some the fucking Stones or the Ramones or some shit and just, like, blow some fucking, like, tiny wizard nerd's brain.
I think there are still, they have, like, magic music devices, like magic radios and shit
you can
like
probably
that.
I don't want to listen to them. Radio. That's probably the best you've got.
Yeah.
That blows,
guys,
dude.
No, I want to watch The Wire. Try to explain The Wire to like all the professors and actual like the Muggleborns are like, we get it.
Yeah, The Wire.
We get
rules.
It. We catch up on it
well,
when we're home.
They left the Muggle world at like 11, so I
Surely
don't know
they,
if they
but
get
when
the
when they
wire.
Go back for Christmas, they can
yeah,
watch The
you'd
Wire,
go back,
right?
And your parents are still Muggles. You'd still go back and do...
I guess.
The idea of every time we pass any of like the headmaster or like any professor thing and Zoe is waiting at the front to try to explain The Wire again. It's not going to work, Zoe.
You don't understand.
I guess, Zoe, you'd do well in Muggle studies.
Yeah, I guess. That's
you got to wait for year three for that, though.
God.
I reckon I... Oh, no. I was going to be like, brooms? That'd be fun, right?
Brooms is
what
not
are
a
the classes?
Subject.
What are the classes?
Charms, Transfiguration, Defense
What's
Against the Dark Arts.
What's Transfiguration?
That's like turning rats into cops.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And vice versa.
A scary thing for any of us to know, because I feel like we'd use it against each other. Kind of all the time.
Because well, I would constantly be your cup, and whenever you'd go to take a sip, I'd transform back and just wrap around your face like a fucking alien.
Zoe was my cup again. I'm rattled.
Potions? Do you reckon any of us would be any good at potions?
Well, do we need wands for it?
No.
Thank
then
God.
Yeah.
Probably that's the only class we're good at.
I reckon I might get good at charms.
Yeah, but
I
your like... wand hates you.
Oh.
Yeah.
Quit sports, whatever.
Broom!
Broom!
Class?
Not
broom!
Sports.
Dude, I'm so excited we have broom today. That's gonna rule. It's very funny if I keep talking about broom and then it's Quidditch and it's for some reason not what I was expecting.
I can't get over laughing. I cannot stop chuckling at the idea of your wand is full of dog cheers and none of the teachers can teach you spells and they're getting upset and I'm laughing because you don't want to tell anyone. There's care of magical beasts. You don't need wands for that necessarily.
That's true.
I got a list of
okay,
subjects.
Yeah. Hit us up.
The core subjects are astronomy.
Oh, charm, I don't need a wand for that.
Charms.
Mm.
Defense of the dark arts. Herbology,
okay.
History of magic,
yeah.
Potions, transfiguration, and flying, otherwise known as broom.
Hell and yeah, broom.
From your third to fifth year, your optional classes are ancient runes.
Okay.
Arthimancy.
Arthimancy. Is it maths?
Yeah, it's basically like the astrology or like number astrology.
Yeah, indeed.
Care of magical creatures, divination, muggle studies, and then your extracurriculars are ancient studies, art, muggle art, earth magic, music, muggle earth music, magic. Or ghoul stories.
Ghoul stories? Holy shit! I'm going to be the ghoul stories expert.
The strangest thing is there's still only 13 teachers.
Yeah, there's only like fucking 20 classes. So
yeah, that's bizarre. Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I see what you mean. Like, it's actually not that. Oh, no, but there's actually not that many students either. In a day, like, you know.
But, yeah.
Ghoul stories.
Ghoul stories. I was so excited when I saw that at the end of the list.
I'm so jazzed.
Does it say where these subjects appeared? I want to know where ghoul stories appeared.
I have no idea. Sorry, it just came up on the Harry Potter wiki.
Yeah, I do not remember ghoul stories being mentioned at any point in the Harry Potter series.
A Hogwarts classes, ghoul stories.
I'm excited that it happens. Do you reckon you'd play Quidditch? Either of you?
Begrudgingly.
Okay.
Interesting choice. I'm very good at catching a snitch, but I'm very apathetic. So
was that a pun or something? Was that a joke?
It was, yes.
All right, cool.
Because I've watched a lot of The Wire.
I'd like to be a bludger.
Ah, yeah, that seems fun.
Yeah, or a chaser maybe.
But I imagine kind of you, Zoe, as maybe the keeper. No, what are they called? The seeker. To get the snitch, but you just take that role so that you can get high enough to be out of Hogwarts magical field so you can watch The Wire on your phone. Yeah. God damn it, she's doing it again. We thought we patted her down for a phone, but she's got it. She's not coming down.
No, I'm... Fuck you, motherfuckers!
I don't care about this stupid game! Who gives a shit? Yeah.
Ghoul Studies is a class taught at Hogwarts. Despite it being a class in its own right, it's not a core nor an elective, so it must be an extracurricular. The subject presumably focus on ghouls, ghosts, and poltergeists. The class is taught in a classroom in the Serpentine Corridor, located in the Hogwarts Turret Magnus. It is unknown who teaches this subject. It can only be seen on the official Marauders map replica in the Noble Collection.
Okay. What's this, sorry?
This is for ghoul studies.
Oh, yeah.
Hang on, where is it held?
In the...
The Gorus Brangus?
The Serpentine Corridor.
No, you said something else.
Logo in the Taurus Magnus.
Okay, in the Taurus Magnus. I don't know what that is.
I'm assuming the big spiral staircase building.
Why is that the Taurus Magnus?
I don't know.
This is good to imagine a conversation where I'm like, where am I meant to go for this class? And you're like, Taurus Magnus.
I like that I have to assume.
I was fucking right, so suck my dick.
What was the subject of today's episode?
Gargoyles.
Yeah.
I like that this is the most research we've ever done on Harry Potter.
We want to know what
the episode of ghouls.
We want to know what our experience at Hogwarts would be like.
Yeah, cool.
You know, and Gargoyles is a perfect place to explore such an idea. One thing, you know, we all like eating food, and there's the Great Hall. We can spend a lot of time there. I always wonder...
You know, it's only at mealtimes there's food there, right?
Well, I always wonder...
That's stupid that there's not a snack bar.
Yeah, I agree. There's no snacks in Hogwarts. That's crazy.
Well, if there's only food in the
mealtimes.
Mealtimes, yeah, there's no snacks.
Presumably... Well, I've never heard or seen anything to the effect of, like, I'm snackish in between meals. But that's kind of a camp, isn't it? You ever been on a school camp?
Yeah, but doesn't your mom like pack you a bunch of snacks before you leave?
Not if I'm going away for a year.
But maybe it's the kind of thing.
Oh, but you get like packages from home. Maybe your family could send you like weekly care packages of
send me DVDs of The Wire and more batteries.
Your family are like, Zoe, first off, it's weird corresponding via Al. Second off, Zoe, you can't play those DVDs.
I found an old portable DVD player. I need batteries. Send me DVDs.
That's so upsetting for you. Every time the batteries arrive, they're dead, but that's because of the magic of Hogwarts.
No, that can't affect batteries.
Electronic devices don't work in Hogwarts.
Fuck, I'm sorry. This sucks.
I know you hate Hogwarts.
Me just constantly yelling at Dumbledore, being like, no, guys, I really...
Okay, Dumbledore's, let me go.
That's great. Dumbledore's dead.
Well, I'm yelling at his portrait.
You've who's broken the into fucking... the headmaster's office.
Yeah, who's the headmaster now?
I don't know.
He's Neville Longbottom, isn't it?
No, I thought he taught herbology.
Yeah.
He eventually becomes the headmaster.
Oh, that rules. All right, so I'm yelling at Longbottom.
Wait. We're trusting here on this.
I'll find out, but I'm 99%.
So I'm yelling at Longbottom, and I'm calling him Big Bum.
Yeah.
Great.
Professor Big Bum, it's Longbottom. Professor Big Bong.
Oh, God, I'm just calling him variations of it.
I'm a war hero. Professor Big Bum.
Anyway, season one of The Wire, episode one.
Now, I'll just keep going until you get me the DVDs and a working fucking TV. I'll be quiet if you let me have these. Fuck, I'll ace all your classes. If you let me have, I will stop blowing raspberries if you let me have these.
Giving you access to The Wire is only going to make you less likely to ace classes.
No, because at least then I have something to focus on.
Zoe Pilotta expelled.
Zoe keeps writing essays on why Idris Elba's greatest role is Stringer Bell. This has nothing to do with Defense of the Dark Arts. Oh, McGonagall? Good work, McGonagall. Yeah. So I'm in Mickey G's.
Mickey G's. She hates you.
Yeah, but should we bond over our cat love?
Well, there's a place in Hogwarts called the Room of Requirement, which is a room that you go into and whatever you need at the time, it becomes that.
True. Oh,
so if you find the Room of Requirement, it'll just become a lounge room.
Yes, where I can watch The
Wire. That's true.
Done. Where's Zoe? Oh, you know the Room of Requirement and how we can't get in anymore?
Zoe barricaded the door.
She's in there. Also, I'm lost.
There's a way to force yourself in. I forget how. They do it in one of the... Anyway, yeah.
So we could break Zoe out, if need be.
I'm allowed hours a day to watch The Wire.
Zoe doesn't need to be broken out. Zoe needs to be dragged out.
Good. I mean, like, it seems like we live a pretty good life at Hogwarts, and none of us graduate,
That'd be good. It'd be like a movie.
Yeah, but Harry Potter didn't graduate.
Yeah, neither did Ron. Like, Hermione is the only one who graduated.
So when McGonagall is like, Adam, Zoe, Jackson. Your newts and owls were terrible. Those are like your final... It's like your ATAR.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Terrible because, Adam, we realized in your first year that your wand did not like you.
No, it's fine. No, it's okay. I don't want to be a bother. You keep saying that, but the more you say it and the longer you leave it, the more of a bother you are. Oh, my God.
Mr. Bailey, your wand is full
Get
of dog...
Get him away from his wand. He's trying to do it. Dragged out.
Mr. Bailey, we've realized only now in your seventh year that your wand is full of dog jizz.
Ollivander will be reprimanded. No longer will our school accept the wands of a man who enjoys watching dogs fuck his tools.
And unfortunately, Zoe is not here because she's still in the Room of Requirement. It's great that our defense against that is, well, Harry Potter didn't graduate.
We can still achieve great things.
Harry Potter
the head
is a
of
war
the magical
hero.
Law enforcement agency didn't graduate.
Yeah, but he was a war hero and he did come back. Lame.
We could be war heroes. It doesn't even seem to be that hard.
I could kill a wizard.
Yeah. I'll kill you right now.
Watch, Avada Kedavra.
How do you remember your wand?
Oh, that's right. Mine's just a stick.
You're going away to
jizz.
Azkaban. They bring the Dementors back for you. Oh, man. You
have TV at least in prison?
No.
No.
But you have less TV, though.
I hate this magical world. Can I just ask not to be a wizard?
Yeah,
is that an option?
Tear up your ladder.
Yeah, I've done a year, and I'm like, you know what, guys? Good for you. Not for me. I'm happy to just hand in my wizard card.
They X-Men 3 The Last Stand.
Yeah, if you could just turn me into a normie, that would be great.
We actually, here, we consider ourselves the normies.
Okay, cool. Can I not be you?
Okay,
I want
cool.
out.
And on that note, I've been Jackson Bailey.
I've been Zoe B.
I've been Jackson Cannavale.
See you at Hogwarts. Oh, this episode was Gargoyles.
Thanks for listening. If you want to help support this show and all our other shows on the SansPants Radio Network, just head to SansPantsPlus.com and for as little as $5 a month, you get access to episodes early, all completely ad-free, as well as a heap of bonus content. That's SansPantsPlus.com.
Here's a question for the marketers listening. Want to find that perfect customer beyond the world of scrolling, swiping, and searching? Here's a secret to make sparks fly. Smooth talking with podcast ads. With Acast, you can reach millions of listeners who'll be hanging on your every word. On the train to work, in the gym, or waiting in line for coffee. Start up the conversation with podcast listeners anywhere and everywhere. And they're looking for love. 60% of listeners have a higher trust in brands they've met on podcasts compared to social. Get closer to your audience. Make podcast ads with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.